Hey, it's Rigger J, and it's October 21st, and welcome to my geeky, kinky, and techie audio blog. Today I'm going to talk about something that's come up on... It's actually come up a couple of times, but came in through a discussion on FetLife recently. And over the last bunch of years, there's been really a change in dynamics that people... what they want to get out of rope. And there is a trend towards non-sexual rope. The origins of Shibari Kenbaku and stuff like that is a heavily, heavily DS, sexual, non-consent, torture, BDSM world. But as it's come across into America, we've seen a trend to the non-sexual nature, non-sexual rope. It's a, and that I think is an outtaking of American, Western performance. In Japan, Shibari Kenbaku is performed as an erotic performance on a stage. And is here we've moved to a much less sexual format. And what I believe it comes out to is that kind of like yoga and aerials, the silks, the lyra, all those types of stuff. And it's really, it's cool. Like, it's what people's preferences are. But we still have that sexual dynamic that came, like, well, the scene, but their background, history. So, there seems to have been, there's a language change to help that. Words like top, bottom, sub, dom, etc., those really are emphasizing sexual and power dynamic things in rope. So I've noticed coming out of... It really started coming out of Japan when instructors were getting translators and they would use the word model. And that then also seemed to really have gotten picked up out of people who... were trained by people from Japan, but in Europe. So model is becoming more and more prevalent. I really dislike the word model for a whole lot of reasons. And I feel that we are doing a disservice to both pieces, to both components in a rope moment by using the word model. If you go look at the definition of the word model, it's static, non-participatory. It's a thing that is posed and a thing that is directed or a thing that you hang clothing off of or use as an example for others. And I feel that is really doing a disservice to the person receiving rope. But it kind of makes sense coming out of Japanese instructors. I see them do performances, and what they've done, Kenoko is an example of this, Hajime Kenoko. He... when he was at the London Festival of the Art of Japanese Rope Bondage and of other times, he will tie his partner and pose them. He will then take a kneel and they will rotate slowly. They don't move. They don't interact. He then gets up, does a bunch of transitions, and then sits down and watches them. It is a person being posed. It's... I take it to like those artist dolls that are being the wood ones that you can then pose in a certain thing, take a photo, then you pose them another way, and you take a photo. And so in those contexts, model really makes sense. But moving forward with the way Western bondage is today, and what I mean by Western, I mean the Western practitioners of Japanese rope bondage. I think it's a partnership. And I'm kind of in the terms of like a rope dance. So you think about dance and you have a partner. That word partner doesn't convey who is lead, who is follow, and of course in dance it can switch, etc., etc., etc. But there is no... It's a dance partner. It's a performance partner. I feel that partner is a significantly better word than model. I hear model and I think someone who is not participating in the moment. They're just the thing that's getting posed, which is cool if you're into objectification on both sides, but I just think it does a disservice to a person who is part of the moment. But continuing on with, you know, the non-sexual don't use top bottom, don't use dom sub, especially if you are trying to not do a sexual thing, also is a problem for asymmetrical expectations around rope. And I think that that is what has led to a lot of the consent violations. I mean, the short version is, yeah, someone crossed someone's boundaries and against their will did something to them, and that's absolutely horrendous. But I think about if you're working with somebody who's tying you and they're into rope because of the sexuality. For them, rope is an inherent sexual thing. Yes, they can do non-sexual rope. It just may not be their preference. Or even if they're doing non-sexual rope, it's about the sexual thrill of what they see visually is what they get off on. But meanwhile, the other side is, it's like, again, like that yoga, I want to challenge my body, I want to see if I can sustain that difficult pose, that difficult tie. And it's really not about the person putting it's not really about a connection between the person putting the rope on and the person doing the rope. So I feel because of the inherent sexual origins and nature of rope, we get a lot of problems. And the only solution, of course, is negotiation. And those negotiations need to come on both sides. All violations, in the end, come down to the doer is the one who violated consent, of course. But if you, as a rope bottom, only want, you know, asexual bondage, I want to be stressed, I don't want to be touched, you need to say something to the top, to the person doing the rope. As a person doing the rope, if you want to touch and play, your responsibility is to use your words and tell the bottom, hey, I would like these things. Are you okay with these things? It's like negotiation 101. But unfortunately, we constantly see this fail. And it's that impedance mismatch that just ends up with really sad stories. Looping back around, I'm not a fan of the word model. I feel that rope is more a partnership that it is like a dance, that both parties are involved. Even if it is only in communicating wants and needs, where model just makes you kind of an object. And hey, if you're into that, that's cool. But at least for me, I prefer a rope that is, you know, cooperative. So anyway, think about that. Take a read into the definition of the word model, and I bet you're going to find a better word. If you look around, Twisted Monk also, for another phrase that's used, is rope bunny, which is extremely problematic for a lot of reasons, and Twisted Monk does a great job into it. There's some phrases that aren't used anymore coming out of Snow Bunny, which is a coming out of the Playboy Bunny kind of thing. So, unfortunately, rope bunny has some negative objectification, misogynistic history, and it's worth reading up before you choose to embrace that as a phrase. Anyway, as always, if you have any questions or comments, I'm very welcome to hear them. Pardon me. I am RiggerJ on Instagram. I am RiggerJ on FET. I am RiggerJ _photo on Twitter. And please feel free to give me any comments and anything like that. And if you come in through anchor.fm/RiggerJ, you'll actually be able to give me auditory. You can actually record a message back, and that I could use in a future audio blog. Well, thank you for your time.